Chapter 5, The Undertaker. They call him The Undertaker because he dresses in black and drives this ratty old hearse. I've seen him on the street corners in downtown waving this Bible around telling people to give him money because he knows the truth with a capital T. Only he never quotes from the good book like a real preacher, he just acts like he'll thump you on the head if you don't fork over some cash. Some people like to egg him on and get him really shouting, but I always steer clear. He is just another angry nut bar ranting about the world gone wrong. A street crazy with a mean streak. You see a guy like that, you never think he might have a wife and a child at home. Don't you run from me, he's shouting. Only he's the one doing the running, coming right at us, waving his arms. With the long black coat and his cold dark eyes, he looks like some kind of crazy blackbird flapping his wings. Run from me and you run from the Lord, he snarls. He's staring furiously hard at Worm's mom. She's not looking at him or me or even at his daughter. She's looking straight down at the ground like she hopes it'll open up and swallow her. You hear me? The man shouts in the black. You hear me? I wasn't running, she explains in this strange dead voice. We just went for a walk. I look over Worm. She's kind of curled up on the bench, hugging her knees. Her eyes are open, but you can tell she's not seeing anything on the outside. I reach out to tap her on the shoulder to get her attention, and that's when the man in the black screams, "Don't touch that girl!" Spit flies out of his mouth. He's so angry. His face is white and tight, like a skull without enough skin. Rachel, get away from that man, this instant. Worm won't look at me. She moves slow-footed to where her mom waits. The Undertaker has planted himself in front of me like a stake driven into the ground. "What did they tell you?" he demands. "Speak to me, you big oaf." I don't know what to say, so I decide to stand up instead. The man in black watches me get a lot bigger and taller than he is, and then he takes a few steps back like he doesn't want my shadow to touch him. I'm still trying to think of what to do next when Worm's mother comes to life. "You win, Martin," she says to the man in black. "Come on, Rachel, let's go home." Worm follows her mom into the old hearse. Then just before she gets inside, she breaks away and runs back to me and grabs a hold of my jacket. "Rachel, get back here!" Worm whispers, "Don't forget." And then she turns and runs back to the hearse. A moment later, they speed away, tires screeching. I'm standing there like the biggest dork in the world when I realize that Worm hid something in my jacket pocket.